Yeta yeta go da padara vindi vindi te boktim kata fundarashi gata ta to ta patirinya kasmat radha padam bhuj sudambu rashi.
As much as a pious person develops pure devotional service for Lord Gaurasundara's lotus feet, to that degree the ocean of the nectar of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet causelessly rises within his heart.
Aparasya premo jvalrasa rahasyam mitanade nidanam brahme sarchitahiya chaitanya tadana atastam dhyayantak Panya barato yanta shadanam dhameva pronmattas dhamayakila gayanta kutina.
The lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which Brahma and Shiva worship, are the reservoir wherein lies the nectarian ocean of the confidential secret of pure love of God in the conjugal mellow. With great love, saintly devotees in the age of Kali should continuously meditate upon and take shelter of those lotus feet. In this way, they will become jubilantly intoxicated by tasting the nectar of pure love of God and chant the glories of Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet.
Dande nidaya tinakam badayo nipatya kritva chakakushatameta dahambarimi He sarvak sakalame vivahaya dora ngoranga chanda chadane kudotano ragam.
O sir, I take a straw in my mouth and fall down at your feet and flatter you. You are such a great and intelligent man. There is none greater than you. You are so intelligent, rich, and beautiful. If you ask, why are you so humbly flattering me? What is your intention? Tell me. I reply, oh, you are a great sadhu. You have learned so many nice things, I know. But kick them out, please. Whatever nonsense rascaldom you have learned, whatever hogwash things are in your brain, kick them all out. Throw them all far away and just hear what Lord Chaitanya Chandra says and develop attraction for his lotus feet. This is my request.
Aho na durlabha mukti na cha bhakti sudurlabha Gaurachandra prasadastu vaikunti pi sudurlabha Aho na durlabha mukti na cha bhakti sudurlabha Gaurachandra prasadastu vaikunti pi sudurlabha.
It is not at all difficult to attain the five kinds of liberation. And it is not even difficult to attain the service of Lord Narayan in the spiritual world, Vaikuntha. But even in Vaikuntha Loka, it is very difficult indeed to attain the mercy of Lord Gaurachandra. In his commentary, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur notes that three benefits accrue to the recipient of Lord Gaurachandra's mercy. One, he becomes purified of all unwanted material desires. Two, he becomes eligible to taste the mellows of pure devotional service. And three, he attains the most exalted and sweet platform of pure devotional service, Madhurya Ras.
Bhajantu Chaitanya Padaravindam Bhavantu Sad Bhakti Rasena Puhana Anandayantu Chijagan Vichittam Madhurya Sal Bhagyada Yaksha Madhyo.
Let the saintly devotees take shelter of Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet and drown in the nectarian mellows of pure devotional service. Let them delight and astonish the three worlds with their charming gentleness, their good fortune of relishing the mellows of pure love of God, their compassion to the non-devotees, which is shown when they preach the glories of the chanting of the Lord's holy names, their great tolerance, and a host of other wonderful and auspicious qualities.
Sangsara sindhu tadane vidyam yadi syat sankirtanam tadase ramate manaschit premam budo bahadane yadi chitta vritti chetanya chanda chadane shadanam prayatu.
If you desire to cross the ocean of repeated birth and death in the material world, if your mind hankers to taste the nectar of the mellows of Sri Krishna Sankirtan, and if you yearn to swim and sport in the ocean of pure love of God, then you should take shelter of Lord Chaitanya Chandra's lotus feet.
Jnana vairagya bhakyadi sadhyantu hyatatata Chaitanya tadanam bhoja bhakti lambhyasamankuta Jnana vairagya bhakyadi sadhyantu hyatatata Chaitanya tadanam bhoja bhakti lambhyasamankuta.
Where can one find the qualities of transcendental knowledge, renunciation and devotion equal to those possessed by the devotees of Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet?
Achaitanya vidam vishvam yadi chaitanya vishvaram nabajet sarvato mityu upasyam amarottamai. Achaitanya vidam vishvam yadi chaitanya vishvaram nabajet sarvato mityu upasyam amarottamai.
If the dull and lifeless residents of this world do not worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whom the greatest demigods worship, then they will find death and rebirth in the material world facing them from all directions.
Asha yasya padadvandvi chaitanyasya mahaprabhu tasyendro dasavadmati kakata nipakitake. Asha yasya padadvandvi chaitanyasya mahaprabhu tasyendro dasavadmati kakata nipakitake.
Compared with one who aspires to attain the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Indra appears like an insignificant servant. How then shall we compare that aspiring devotee with the insect-like kings of this world?
Yasyasha Krishna Chaitanya Nipandvadi Kirmartinaho Chindamani Mayambrapya Komudho Vajatambhaji. Yasyasha Krishna Chaitanya Nipandvadi Kirmartinaho Chindamani Mayambrapya Komudho Vajatambhaji.
Why should one who aspires to attain the great treasure house of Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet go begging at the door of some king? Who would be so foolish that even after attaining a valuable Chintamani jewel, he would travel a great distance with much trouble simply to get a silver trinket?
Jayanto gidikandadesha bahavo brahmana bhuyasati yogam vyasa padascha santi bahavak siddhamahi mandale. Vidya Shoyadana Nibhishta Bahavo Jalpanti Mityodata Kova Godaki Pandanaj Jagati Premon Madon Hichiti.
Many men may remain in the mountains, meditating and enjoying Brahmananda. Many may dedicate themselves to practicing Ashtanga Yoga and thus develop many mystic powers within this earthly sphere. Many others, intoxicated by learning, heroic strength, wealth, and the other false opulences of this world, may speak much nonsense. Many people may do all these things, but within this universe, who will dance mad with the ecstasy of pure love of God if he has not received the mercy of Lord Gaur Hari?
Kashi vasi napanaganaye kingayamagayamo mukti shukti bhavati yadime kakparata prasanga drasa bhasak stodati namaha rauravepi kvabhiti stri putrandho yadikapayate deva devaksagoro.
If Lord Gaur Sundar, the Lord of all Lords, is merciful to me, and if for this reason I consider the impersonalist of Varanasi very unimportant, then why should I go on pilgrimage to Gaya to offer pindar to the ancestors? If Lord Gaur Sundar is merciful and my personal liberation does not weigh even as heavily as a fraction of an ounce to me, why should I be interested in religiosity, economic development, and sense gratification? And if Lord Gaur Sundar is merciful and I have not even the slightest fear of hell, then why should I be anxious about the well-being of my wife, children, friends, and relatives? Part 9, the Sri Chaitanyotkarshita, the exalted position of Lord Chaitanya.
Mattakeshidikishora vikrama prema sindhu jagalapa vodhyamo kopi divi navahema kandali komalod yeti gora chandama.
All glories to the inexpressibly wonderful Lord Gora Chandrama, who is as powerful as a mad young lion and as beautifully splendid as a young golden plantain tree. He vigorously churned the ocean of pure love of God and caused huge tidal waves that are inundating the entire universe.
Sandarhe kamakoti sakala janasamahladhane chandakoti vatsalye matrakoti chidishabitipinam kotiraudaryasari gambhiye mbobikoti modani manisudachi ramadvika koti gorunde vaksajiyat panayarasapade darshitashchaya koti.
Lord Gaurasundar is more beautiful than millions of cupids, and more pleasing to the people than millions of moons, more affectionate than millions of mothers, more magnanimous than millions of celestial desire trees, more profound than millions of oceans, and sweeter than millions of nectarian sudha, kshira, and madhvika beverages. All glories to Lord Gaurasundar, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who displays millions of amazing sentiments of pure love of God in the most exalted conjugal mellow.
Sapatam bojaika pranayala hadi sadhanabhatam shivam brahmadinam apachasu maha vismayabhatam maha prema vishat kimipinatatam hunnatahivaham prabhu godanjiyat pakatapadamascharya mahima.
All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Gaurasundar, who displayed his supremely amazing glories in the company of his pure devotees. Impelled by the transcendental ecstasy of Mahabhava, Lord Gaurasundar danced like a madman, greatly astonishing Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and the other dancing devotees who were swimming in the waves of the ocean of super excellent pure love for his lotus feet.
Madhyat koti maginda humkati dava stigma shugho teachavihi koti indur batashita loga digita prom matta koti diva nana durgata koti nishkritikaro brahma di koti sharak koti advaita shidomani vrdayati shri shri shachi nanana.
Lord Shachinandana's voice is more powerful and deep than the roars of millions of angry lions, and his splendor is more brilliant than millions of suns. He is more cooling than millions of moons, and his gestures have defeated the graceful movements of millions of elephants in rut. With the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and other mantras containing his holy names, he delivers millions of the most wretched, sinful people. He is the supreme controller of Lord Brahma and millions of others, and he is the quest jewel of millions of impersonalists, because he is the origin of the impersonal Brahman, which is the object of their worship. All glories to that Sri Shachinandana.
Yo mago dura shunyo patahiya balavat kandako yoti durgo mityatha brahmakoya sabadir samayananda nixyandakoya sadnyak pranyoti yangstam prakatita mohima snehavan vinguhaya kopyantar dvandahanda jasadayiti navandvipa deepyat pradipa.
The path of pure devotional service is devoid of all material activities, and therefore it appears very long and impassable to the materialists. Alas, that path is very difficult to traverse, because it is obstructed by the sharp thorns of impersonal speculation and blind adherence to the Vedic rituals and duties. That path contains many deceptive turns, which are the false claims of those who pretend to be devotees. That path leads to the swiftly flowing brook of the bliss of the nectar of pure love of God. The indescribable and brilliant oil-laden lamp of Navadvipa Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately illuminates this difficult path and makes the glories of pure devotional service clearly manifest. All glories to that lamp which destroys all the darkness of ignorance within the innermost chambers of the heart.
Dura deva dahan kutak salaban ko tin sang sitalo jyoti kandala sadma sanmadudima bayantara dvantarit sasneha shaya varti divya visada teja suvanan duti karunya diya jajvaliti sanavad dhipa padipo dhuta.
The transcendental lamp of Navadvip, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, attracts the moths of false logic from a great distance and then burns them to cinders. That very charming and splendid lamp is more cooling than millions of moons, and it destroys all darkness both externally and within the heart. That lamp's wick, Lord Chaitanya's mind, is impregnated with the oil of transcendental love and burns with a beautiful golden flame. That transcendental lamp mercifully burns within this material world at every moment.
Chitkara dacha dinmukam mukadayan natatta ha satchata vichi bispata kundakaya dabaganat podmasi povannabo sabangam bhavanochala chalalayak prayak pakam pandadan mattak premana somrada putagati goro harisho bhate.
Impelled by great happiness, as well as by anxiety and longing to see Krishna, Lord Gaurhari filled the 10 directions with his loud calls. With the splendid waves of his laughter, he illumined the sky and made it appear as if filled with white kunda and lotus flowers. His entire body trembled like a banyan tree moving in the wind. Intoxicated by the ecstatic sentiments of pure love of God, such as jubilation, pride, and anger, Lord Gaurhari appeared very splendid as he danced like a madman.
Nidarshas chadamityo vidita malinita vakka bhavakka dachin nikshesa pranitapa tayahadana maha prema piyusha varshi Pudnbhutak kopi bhagyo vayiruchida shachi garba dugdhambo rashe bhaktanam richakora sadata padaduchi bhati goranga chandra.
The gracefully dancing spotless moon of Lord Gaura Chandra dispels the darkness of night with its pleasant luster. That moon is free from any impurity or imperfection, and it removes the burning threefold miseries of the living entities by showering upon them the cooling nectar of pure love of God. The sweetness of that moon's effulgence is relished by the Chakora birds, who are the devotees. That indescribable moon, having arisen from the milk ocean of the womb of the fortunate and beautiful Srimati Shachi Devi, is now shining very brilliantly.
Sinchan sinchan nayana payasa pandu gandastalantam munchan munchan patimuhuraho diga nikshvasa jatam uchai krandan kodana kodano dhina khahi tiravo gorakopi bajbihanani bava mudnaschakasti.
When Lord Gaurasundar became immersed in the nectarian ocean of ecstatic love experienced by Srimati Radharani in separation from her beloved Krishna, tears constantly fell from his eyes onto his pale cheeks. He continuously emitted long sighs and most plaintively cried, "Alas, alas!" Feeling Srimati Radharani's love in this way, Lord Gaurasundar appeared very splendid.
Bimradvarnam kimipi dahano tina sovarna sadam divmyakaram kimipi kalayan dripta gopala bala avishkuvan prachadavasari tattarascha yalinam sakshad radha madhudipavapur bhati goranga chandra.
Lord Gauranga Chandra shines with great splendor, his ineffably beautiful complexion like molten gold. Sometimes he manifests the indescribable transcendental form of Lord Krishna, the divine coward boy of Braja, performs various amazing pastimes, and sometimes reveals his actual form of Shri Shri Radha Nuraripu, or Radha Krishna combined. Part 10, the Avatara Mahima, glorification of Lord Chaitanya's incarnation.
Akasmadeva vir bhavati bhagavan namalahari paritanam papai apipurubiresham tanubhatam mahovanja prayam vidpinavanita hitamabuhun hinam loke yasmin avatadati goro mamagati.
Now that Lord Gorsundar has incarnated within this world, the waves of the holy names of Lord Krishna are suddenly flooding this planet, and the hearts of the greatly sinful conditioned souls, which were as hard as thunderbolts, have become as soft as fresh butter. Let me take shelter of that Lord Gorsundar.
Na yogo na dhyanam na cha japa tapasyaga niyama na vedana charak
Now that Lord Chaitanya, whose heart is overflowing with mercy, has incarnated within this world, those living entities who had formerly never practiced yoga, meditated, chanted mantras, performed austerities, followed various Vedic restrictions, studied the Vedas, acted in a saintly manner, or refrained from committing sins, are able to plunder with great delight pure love of God, which is the crest jewel of all human endeavors.
Mahakarma sroto nipatitamapistaya mayate mahapashane vyo Gatikati nameti jabadasham natatyo dvam niksadanam api mahayoga manasam bhuvi shri chaitanye vatadati manas chitta vibhave.
Now that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is full of amazing opulences, has incarnated within this world, the smarta Brahmins who had fallen into the raging river of fruitive activities have become firmly situated on the dry land of pure love of Krishna. Now that Lord Chaitanya has incarnated, even great boulders, the hard hearts of the materialists, have melted in the ecstasy of pure love of Krishna. Even those whose minds were fixed in the practice of mystic yoga have given up their yoga practice and are jubilantly dancing, impelled by the emotions of pure love of God.
Sriputra dikatam jahu vashahinak shastra pravadam buddha yogindra vajahu marunayama jaklesham tapasthapasa jnana vyasa vadim jahuscha yata yaschetanya chandre param avishko vade bhakti yoga vadavim naivanya asidrasa.
Now that Lord Chaitanya Chandra has shown the path of pure devotional service, the materialists have given up talking about their wives, children, and so on. The learned scholars and logicians have given up debating the meaning of the scriptures. The expert yogis have given up their troublesome attempt to control the respiration. The ascetics have abandoned their austerities. And the Mayavadis have given up their study of impersonal philosophy. Indeed, nothing except the sweet taste of pure devotional service can now be relished.
Abudge gehe tumalahari sankirtanaravo babo dehe gopalapulakashu vatikada apisnehe snehe pomonamadodor kashapadavihi daviyas yamnayad apajagati gore vatadati.
When Lord Gorsundar incarnated within this world, tumultuous sounds of Harinam Sankirtan resounded in every home, and everyone's body appeared very splendid, decorated with tears, bodily hair standing up, and many other symptoms of ecstasy. When Lord Gorsunda incarnated the transcendental, sweet, super-excellent path of pure devotional service, unavailable even in the Vedas, was manifested.
Akasmari vaitad bhuvanam abhitak plavitam abhud mahapremam bodhi kemibira savanya badakilam akasmat cha drishta shuta cha vibhikara lamabhu chamatkara krishne kanagadu chidangi vatadati.
When the all-attractive Lord Krishna, assuming a splendid golden form, incarnated within this world, the entire universe was suddenly inundated in all directions by the waves of exalted pure love of Krishna. Everyone became amazed at the sudden appearance of symptoms of ecstatic love that no one had ever seen or heard of before.
Udgrinnandi samasta shastram abito nurvara garvahita dhanyam mannani yascha karma tapasajuchara cheshu stita Vitranyeva japanti kechana hare namandi vamashaya purvam sampati gora chanda udite premapti sadharana.
Formerly, many scholars were incurably proud, thinking they had studied all the scriptures. Many thought they had become all successful and perfect by following the ritualistic duties enjoined in the Smriti Shastras or by performing austerities or yoga. Sometimes, with an impure heart, some of these fellows would twice or thrice chant the holy names of Lord Hari. Although this was formerly the case, now that the moon of Lord Gaurachandra has arisen, all of them have attained pure love of Krishna.
Devi Chaitanya Naman Yavatadisara Pratyaparamjasevi Vishwandrichi Pravishta Vaidhi Samadara Prema Piyusha Vichi Gobalakascha Vidha Kahiya Jadamati Kavadu Kopavaka Sarvesham Magarasyam Kimati Hadipadi Bhakti Bhajam Babhuva.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose lotus feet the demigods aspire to serve, has appeared in this world and caused the waves of the extremely sweet nectar of pure love of God to flood the entire universe. Thus men, women, young, old, foolish, and even wretched, sinful people have become devoted to the lotus feet of Lord Hari.
Sarvesham kada naradad yahi hayata swayam shirapi vraptan deva halayudopi milito jatas chate vrishnayah bhuyakhim vajavasino pipakata gopala gopyadayak purno prema dasishvadeva tadati shri gora chandre bhuvi.
When Lord Gaurachandra, the all-perfect Supreme Personality of Godhead, the crest jewel of all who relish the mellows of pure love of God, appeared on this earth, Lord Shiva, Narada Muni, and all the other residents of the higher planetary system arrived with him, appearing as Advaita Acharya, Srivas, and other devotees. The goddess of fortune, Srimati Lakshmi Devi, also appeared as Srimati Lakshmi Priya and Srimati Vishnu Priya, as did Lord Balaram as Lord Nityananda. The members of the Yadu dynasty appeared as Shachi Devi, Jagannath Mishra, and others. What to speak of the cowherd men, boys, and gopis of Brajabhumi, like Nanda Maharaj, Subal, and Lalita.
Britya snigdha atisumadara pranjalodara bhajas tatpadamja vitiya savide sarva eva pitina Vapum purva dikatada maha prema piyusha lakshmim sapremanam vitidati jagat yandutam hema gauri.
When golden complexioned Lord Gaurasundar distributed his own pure love of God in this world, his servants and affectionate friends accompanied him and stayed near his lotus feet. Even his most intimate associates, the gopis, who were beautifully adorned with the most exalted, splendid, and sweet mellows of conjugal love, did so. All these devotees obtained a treasure of the nectar of pure love of God, even greater than what was formerly attainable when Lord Krishna displayed his pastimes. Since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is full of astonishing transcendental glories, appeared on this earth, women have abandoned their customary shyness and are loudly laughing, impelled by the sentiments of pure love of God. Everywhere the stone-like hearts of the hedonists are melting, and even the uneducated but sincere devotees who have received Lord Chaitanya's mercy are defeating the community of non-devotee scholars learned in all the scriptures. Before the appearance of Lord Gaurachandra in this world, the so-called learned scholars were not very much inclined to engage in the devotional service of Lord Krishna. And because their intelligence was blunted and crippled by many doubts, pure love of Krishna was rare to see. But now that Lord Gaurasundar has mercifully incarnated within this universe, who has not attained the sweet, pure devotional service of Lord Krishna in the profound, mysterious, super excellent, amazing, and splendid conjugal mellow? Shrimad Bhagavatasya Tapadamam Tatpayam Utenkitam Shivayasati Narodam Vayatayara Sapasangi Piyo Yadradharvati Keli Nagadada Sasvadaika Sadbhajanam Dadvastu Patanaya Goda Vapashabo Kevatino Hari. Assuming a golden form, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Hari, incarnated within this world to reveal the confidential meaning of the Srimad Bhagavatam. The sweet mellow of the amorous pastimes of Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna, the hero of Vrindavan. In the description of the rasa dance found in the Bhagavatam itself, Srila Shukadev Goswami only hinted at this meaning. Anye danyata madayandi sudiyo radha padando roham Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kadunaya lokasya kaksampada. What treasures have the living entities not attained by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? By Lord Chaitanya's mercy, Uddhava and others attained the intimate service of Lord Krishna in Vraja. By Lord Chaitanya's mercy, others attain the glorious intimate friendship of the Lord, just as Sri Dama and others experience. By Lord Chaitanya's mercy, some have become lotus-eyed gopis in Vrindavan. By Lord Chaitanya's mercy, some very intelligent and fortunate devotees are tasting the nectar of the service of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati comments that the Uddhava of Krishna Lila also appeared in Chaitanya Lila. Eventually, he became a cowherd boy in Vrindavan, in Sakya Dasya Ras, like Raktaka and Patraka. Sarvagnyar muni pungavai pavitate tatthimate yuktibi bhuvam nai kataratthato visuridam vishvasta asinjana. Sampratya Pratima Prabhava Udite Gauranga Chande Punak Shutyato Hari Bhakti Deva Padamakka Vanami Bhayati. Formerly, the greatest and most learned of the sages presented various logical arguments to support their conflicting views, and no one could be confident that he had actually found the truth. But now that the incomparably splendid and powerful moon of Lord Gauranga Chandra has risen, who will not accept the conclusion that pure devotional service to Lord Hari is the actual meaning and purpose of the Vedas? Vishwang Mahapanaya Sada Sudhara Saika Patam Nidosa Lakameva Nabandriyantam Gauranga Chanda Nakachanda Manichataya Kanchin Vichitra Manubhava Maham Smarami. Let me meditate upon the astonishing and indescribable splendor of the Chandramani jewels of Lord Gauranga Chandra's toenails. That splendor has drowned the entire universe in the ocean of the super excellent nectar of the most elevated pure love of God. Atipunna atisukata katati katakope pumai evam kadapinakatam yat vremam do nimanjitam vishwam. Although many very pious and religious persons attained the spiritual world of Vaikuntha and thus became successful, still, until the advent of Lord Chaitanya Chandra, the universe had not been drowned in the ocean of pure love of God. Dharme nishtam dadadanupamam vishnu bhaktim garishtam Sambibrano Dabadayarit Hishti Spasmasaram Nicho Gognad Abijagadaho Vavayat Yasupurai Gova Janat Yahyagaganam Himagorangarangam. Though one may faithfully perform pious acts in this world or render incomparable, super excellent devotional service to Lord Vishnu, his heart may remain as hard as iron. Nevertheless, by Lord Gauranga's mercy, even a person more sinful than a cow killer may flood the universe with a great stream of ecstatic tears of pure love for Krishna. Oh, when this happens, who can measure the intense delight felt by golden Lord Gauranga? Kachit Krishna Vesham Natati Bahubanghi Mabinayam Kachit Radha Visto Hadi 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 Tyati Uditak Kachit Ringan Balak Kachit the Pitcher Gopala Tadito Jagan Goro Visma Paiti Bahugam Hi the Mahima. Assuming the role of Lord Krishna, Lord Gaurasundar would sometimes crawl about as a small child, sometimes dance with many graceful motions, and sometimes manifest the pastimes of a coward boy. Sometimes he would experience the ecstatic love felt by Srimati Radharani. Greatly distressed with feelings of separation from Krishna, he would call out, Hari, Hari, Hari! In this way, Lord Gaurasundar, whose profound glories are very difficult to understand, astonished the entire universe. Velayam lavanambudhi madudima pragbhava sarasphala lilayam navaballavi vasanadera vishyanti jagat Velayam apishaishave nirjusha vishvaika sammohini Murti kachana kanchana javamahi chittaya merochite. Immersed in the ecstatic love Srimati Radharani feels for Lord Krishna, Lord Krishna appeared in this world as the golden Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who from his very youth enchanted the entire world with the splendor of his transcendental form. May that golden Lord, who performs pastimes in Jagannath Puri on the shore of the saltwater ocean, delight my mind. Vreman naman bhutata shravana patakatak kasya nam nam mahimna Govekta kasya vrindavana vipana maha madhurishu pravesho Govajahati radham padamarasacha matkada madhurya sima Ekas chetanya chandra padamakadunaya sarvama vishchakaro.
although pure love of God is the amazing, supreme goal of life, before Lord Chaitanya appeared in this world, who had even heard the words, pure love of God? Who had perceived the glories of chanting the holy names of Lord Krishna? Who had entered into the great sweetness found in the groves of Vrindavan? Srimati Radharani is situated at the topmost limit of the astonishing sweetness of the most exalted stage of pure love of God, conjugal love for Krishna. But before Lord Chaitanya appeared, who had really understood Srimati Radharani? It is only Lord Chaitanya Chandra who has mercifully revealed all these truths. Part 11, Sri Gaura Rupo Lasa Nrityadi, the splendor of Lord Chaitanya's form and his ecstatic dancing.
Purna Premada Samratabdi Lahari Lolanga Gaura Chita Ghotyachadita Vishwamishnavadi Vyasadi Visangstutam Dolakshyam Sutikoti Bipatayan Mutin Jagan Mohini Ascharyan Labanoda Rodasipadam Brahmasayam Vityati.
The Supreme Absolute Truth is glorified by the prayers of Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Srila Vyasadeva, and many others. His form, which enchants the entire universe, is difficult to understand, even by studying millions of Vedic scriptures. That absolute truth is now tossed about by the waves from the ocean of the nectar of perfect pure love for God, and millions of rays of his golden effulgence have illuminated the entire universe. That amazing Supreme Brahman is now personally dancing at Jagannath Puri on the shore of the saltwater ocean.
Koyam patadati vedajit katide shakare kankanam haram bakshasi kundalam shavanayo bimrapate nuparam Udvi krishna badna kuntala badat prot kulla malli saga pidak pidati goda nagadavaro nityam nijaya namadhi.
Who is this indescribable golden complexion person who wears a loincloth about his hips? His hands are decorated with bracelets, his chest with a necklace, his ears with earrings, and his ankles with bells, and he wears a garland of mulli flowers in his bound-up hair. He performs pastimes, chanting his own holy names and dancing, and he relishes the taste of pure love for Krishna.
Deva dunda bivadanam vidadire gandhava mukhya jagu siddha sandata pushpa vishtibiriyam vitbim samachadiyam divya stopra para maharshi nivahak pityopatastu nija vremon madani thandavam mutayati shri goda chandre bhuvi.
When Lord Gaurasundara became mad with pure love of God and ecstatically danced within this earthly sphere, the demigods sounded dundubi drums, the principal Gandharvas sang the Lord's holy names, the siddhas covered the earth with a continuous shower of flowers, and the great sages, expert at composing beautiful prayers, offered hymns to glorify him.
Chanam hatati roditi, chanam atakshanam muchati, chanam datati dhavati, chanam atakshanam hityati, chanam svatati munchati, chanam udara haharatim maha panayasiduna viharati yangorohari.
Drowned in the nectarian ocean of ecstatic conjugal love for Krishna, Lord Gaurahari would laugh at one moment, and the next moment he would cry. At one moment he would faint, and the next he would roll about on the ground. At one moment he would run, and a moment later ecstatically dance. At one moment he would deeply sigh, and at the next moment he would loudly call out, "Alas, alas!" In this way, Lord Gaurahari performed his pastimes on this earth.
Asunam kimapipavahandavahai chaunim porakpankilam Kovan Pantale Nadai Vidada Pandam Kapolastali Ashtayam Lavanodoro Sivasanjonam Dadano Kutam Gorim Huya Hadisayam Vatanate Radha Padab Jivatim.
Assuming a golden complexion and accepting the saffron garment of a sannyasi, the Supreme Lord Hari resides on the shore of the saltwater ocean. Placing his cheeks as pale as bimba fruits in his hands, he muddies the ground with the raging rivers of his tears. In this way, the Supreme Lord is wonderfully manifesting ecstatic love for Srimati Radharani's lotus feet.
Pada gata da vadi shomakadayan netram basham bindubi shaunim pankalayan naho vashadayan natattaha sarnabo chandra jyotir dara sunda dakati vyalola sonambara ko devo labano dakulak samo dhyane muda mrityati.
Oh, who is this divine person blissfully dancing in a flower garden on the shore of the saltwater ocean? He is as splendid as the moon, and his waist is adorned with the saffron garment of a sannyasi. All the directions resound with the sound of his footsteps, and the ground has become muddied with the tears flowing from his eyes. With his loud laughter, he has turned the sky white as if it were full of clouds. Part 12, Shochaka, Lament.
Sarvaram Nayachuda, Manavidabhina Sanglakshite Yatsarupam, Shisha Brahma Yagamya, Sumododapadavi Kapiyasya Tiramya. Yena kasma jagat shri haridas madira mattametan vidahi shrimat chaitanya chandra sakam mamagira gocharas chetasova.
Lord Chaitanya Chandra's transcendental form was not described in any of the Upanishads, the crest jewels of the Vedas. The delightful path of the most exalted aspect of pure devotional service delineated by him cannot be understood by Lakshmi Devi, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, the four Kumaras, or their disciplic followers, the Ramanuja, Vishnu Swami, Madhva, and Nimbarka Sampradayas, although Lord Chaitanya's followers may easily understand it. Lord Chaitanya caused this entire universe to become suddenly intoxicated by drinking the Madhura liquor of the mellows of pure love for Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Will that supremely opulent Lord Chaitanya Chandra come within the range of my words or thoughts?
Jyadyam karma sukutra chinjapatapo yogadikam kutra chid govinda archana vikriya kuchidapi jnana bimanak kuchid shri bhakti kuchidundrala pichahare vanmata evastita ha chaitanya kato kato sipadavi kutra pite nikshite. O Sri Krishna Chaitanya, where have you gone? Although somewhere people are indifferent to material activities, and somewhere people are chanting mantras, performing austerities, performing mystic yoga or other similar activities. Although somewhere people are nicely worshipping Lord Govinda according to the regulative principles. Although somewhere people are engaging in devotional service mixed with the quest for knowledge. And although somewhere the pure devotional service of Lord Hari in the splendid and exalted conjugal mellow is described in words, that actual path of pure devotional service in the conjugal mellow, which you followed, is not anywhere to be seen.
Abhivyakto yatra jitakanaka goro hadirabu mahimna tasyaiva pranayava samagnam jagadabu abu rucha ruchais tumulahari sankirtana vadi sakalak kimbuyo vyahabhivati tamarara.
When Lord Hari, assuming a complexion as fair as molten gold, appeared within this material world,
Tumultuous chanting of the holy names of Lord Hari arose everywhere, and by the Lord's influence, the entire universe was inundated by the ocean of the nectar of pure love of God. Oh, will that sweet time ever come again? Saive yambu vidhanya goda nagarive lapi saivambudi so yam shi purushottamo mudupate sthaneva namani tu no kutrapi nadikshyate hari hari premotsavastadrisho aha chaitanya kripana dhana tapakim dikshe punarvaibhavam. The most auspicious town of Navadvip remains on this earth, and the city of Jagannath Puri, which is like a garden, remains on the seashore. Lord Jagannath remains, and the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra also remains. But O Lord Hari, Lord Hari, although these remain, I do not see anywhere the blissful festival of pure love of God that I formerly saw. O Lord Chaitanya, O ocean of mercy, will I ever again see your transcendental opulence? Yadi nigatitami nadyangshavan gora chandro natatabisahikaschit chakti lila vakasho achala sakala shakyascha yalila pakasha anagatitamahatvakpuna eva vatino. If someone says that Lord Gorachandra is a pastime or empowered incarnation of the Supreme Lord, like Lord Matsya and Lord Varaha, then he does not understand Lord Gorachandra's actual glory. Lord Gorachandra is the complete, original, supreme personality of Godhead himself, and he has descended into this world with all his unequaled potencies and amazing pastimes.
Brahmeshadi Mahasraya Mahima Bimahaprabho Mugnabalo Ditam Shunvas Digno Vasyam Bhavishyati.
The transcendental opulence of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu astonishes even Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Lord Narayana. Even though I am like a foolish child, I pray that when Lord Chaitanya hears these words of mine, he will be pleased with me and grant me his mercy.
Drishtam Nishastram Gurava Nadrishta Vivichitam Napi Bodhaya Subhunya Yata Tata Jalpatu Bala Bhavat Dhataiva Me Gora Hari Pasidatu.
Although I have not studied the scriptures, learned from many spiritual masters, nor discussed the meaning of the scriptures with many learned scholars, just like a foolish boy, I am trying to describe the glories of Lord Gorahari. Although this attempt of mine is very foolhardy, may that Lord Gorahari become pleased with me nevertheless. Thus ends the Sri Chaitanya Chandramrita.